Precipitation Process. Chapter 1. Collision, Coalescence Process. Growth of cloud droplets take place in two stages, by condensation and by collision coalescence. The growth of cloud droplet by condensation occurs efficiently only when the droplet radius is smaller than 20 micrometers. If the radius is larger than 20 micrometers, the growth by condensation is not effective. For example, in order for droplets to grow to 1 millimeter in size, only by condensation, it takes longer than normal and is almost impossible. Therefore, for larger droplets, growth by collision coalescence process occurs more efficiently than growth by condensation. Collision and coalescence process works efficiently if the size of the droplets varies. This is because larger droplets fall faster than smaller droplets. Thus, larger droplets fall and collide with smaller droplets in their path. Chapter 2. Drop Velocity of Cloud Particles. Assuming that the atmosphere is stationary, there are three types of forces acting on the cloud droplet: buoyancy, gravity, and frictional forces. If we assume the droplet density as 10 kilograms per meter cubed and density of air as 1 kilogram per meter cubed, the buoyancy is 1/1000th of gravity. Therefore, we might have to primarily take into account the gravity and friction, or drag. The frictional force depends on the size, shape, and speed of a droplet. The larger the droplet size, or the faster the falling speed of the droplet, the greater the frictional force. Number 1. Terminal velocity. The speed at which the frictional force and gravity are balanced is called the terminal velocity. That is, if the atmosphere is at rest, the droplets fall at the terminal velocity. It is interesting to compare the terminal velocity among different sized cloud droplets. The condensation nuclei that form the droplets have the slowest terminal velocity. The nucleus is so small that its falling speed is not detectable. Terminal velocity of larger cloud droplets with a radius of about 10 to 50 micrometers is approximately 1 to 25 centimeters per second. The terminal velocity of rain droplet is about 650 centimeters per second, which is 25 times faster than that of cloud droplet. What if there is updraft in the atmosphere? The updraft acts in the opposite direction to the descent of the droplets. So the fall velocity of the droplet can be expressed as follows, where Vf is the fall velocity in the presence of an upward flow. Vt is the terminal velocity of the droplet. Wa is the speed of the droplet by updraft. If the velocity of the updraft is greater than the terminal velocity, the droplet will rise, and if it is small, the droplet will fall. This implies that there is always an updraft when cloud exists. Large droplets colliding with smaller droplets become even larger drops. This merging of cloud droplets by collision is called coalescence. The growth rate of large droplets satisfies the following relationship, where U2 and R2 represent the drop velocity and radius of the large droplets. A is the area of collision between the large and small droplets. Figure shows that the larger the diameter of the droplet, the larger the terminal velocity. If U2 minus U1 gets larger, drz over dt becomes larger. That is, the larger the difference in size of the droplet, the better the droplet grows. Chapter 3. Warm cloud precipitation. Clouds that have above freezing temperature at all levels are called warm clouds. Thus, all cloud particles are droplets. The growing process of droplets can be classified into two stages, condensation and collision. At each stage, the growth rate of droplet is closely related to its size. If the radius of droplet is smaller than 20 micrometers, the growth of cloud droplet by condensation exceeds the growth by collision coalescence. If the radius is larger than 20 micrometers, the growth by collision coalescence dominates. Therefore, in order to form a raindrop in warm clouds, a radius of the droplet should be larger than 20 micrometers. As shown earlier, if the droplet size increases, the drop velocity increases. The growth rate can be expressed as, in order to effectively form raindrops in clouds within a short period of time, the range of the droplet size distribution must be wide. Warm clouds over the ocean often start to precipitate within 30 minutes due to the wider range of the droplet size over ocean than over land. Chapter 4. Cold Cloud Precipitation. Number 1. Ice Growth. When the temperature of clouds is below 0 degrees Celsius, supercool droplets and ice crystals are in present. These clouds are called mixed clouds. Mixed clouds can be observed in mid and high latitudes. Mixed cloud can be divided into two types. Cold cloud consists of supercooled droplets and ice crystals. The precipitation development process in cold clouds can be divided into the ice crystal process and collision coalescence process. The precipitation in cold clouds necessitates high concentration of ice particles. Therefore, ice multiplication without freezing of supercooled droplets or growth of ice nuclei is required to increase the number of ice crystals in clouds. There are three types of ice multiplication process. Ice crystals formed by the ice multiplication are called secondary ices. Number 2. Accretion and aggregation. In cold clouds, ice crystals might collide with supercooled liquid droplets. Upon contact, the droplets freeze into ice and stick together. This process of ice crystals is called accretion. Aggregation happens when ice crystals collide to form larger ice crystals. Aggregation occurs easily when the surface of the ice crystal is covered with water rather than when it is dry. Such water coating is most likely to occur when the temperature of the cloud is not lower than 0 degrees Celsius. If the cloud is below the altitude of 0 degrees Celsius level, the aggregation plays a very important role in the development of precipitation. It is therefore likely that large snowflakes will occur more often when it is warm, such as early winter. Chapter 5. Mixed Cloud Precipitation. In the lower part of mixed clouds, the temperature is higher than 0 degrees Celsius, so the cloud particles exist as liquid. In the case of a layer below 0 degrees Celsius, ice crystals and supercooled droplets coexist, so clouds grow differently comparing to warm clouds. Number 1. Bergeron Process. The Bergeron process, which is used to describe the process of precipitation in mixed clouds, is also known as the ice crystal process. To understand the ice crystal process, let's first consider the following experiment. Assume that a box is divided in half by a partition, and the air in both sides does not communicate with each other. Supercooled water vapor at negative 10 degrees Celsius occupies right half of the box, and ice crystals at negative 10 degrees Celsius occupies other left half. The saturation water vapor pressure in the right half of the box is 2.86 hectopascals, and in the left half of the box is about 2.59 hectopascals. If a small hole is made in the partition to allow air in both parts to communicate with each other, the water vapor will move from high to low saturated water vapor pressure, i.e., from the supercooled water to the ice crystal. As a result, the ice crystal in the left half of the box becomes supersaturated by the water vapor deposition on the ice surface, while the supercooled water in the right half of the box becomes unsaturated due to the loss of water vapor. The supercooled water continues to evaporate, resulting in decrease in water. If this process is applied to clouds where supercooled water and ice crystals coexist, the supercooled water droplets will gradually decrease in size due to the evaporation, while ice crystals will continue to grow due to the deposition. The growth of ice crystals due to the deposition usually causes weak precipitation. As the ice crystals grow, their mass increases, which causes the ice crystals to collide with droplets or other ice crystals as they fall. Two important processes that rapidly accelerate the growth rate of ice crystals are rimming and aggregation.